Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck raga cut slice drop in Ableton Live 12, beginner style, but with serious jungle attitude. The goal is simple. Take a short raga style vocal phrase, chop it up, reshape it like an instrument, and turn it into a rewind-worthy drop that hits hard with your drums and bass. Think raw energy, call and response movement, and that sound system moment where the crowd wants the reload. We're keeping this one stock devices only, so you can follow along with Ableton's built-in tools and still get a proper result. First, set your tempo to around 172 BPM. That's a solid drum and bass starting point. Then create a simple session with three parts. One track for drums, one audio track for your vocal sample, and one track for bass support. If you like working in arrangement view, set up a short four-bar loop so you can hear everything repeating while you build. Before we touch the vocal, get the drums moving. A raga cut works best when it has a solid groove underneath it. Start with a kick, snare, hats, and maybe a few ghost hits or small percussion sounds. Keep the snare strum on beats 2 and 4. Let the kick do a little syncopation, but don't overcrowd the pattern. The chop needs space to speak. On your drum group, a simple chain like EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, and saturator can help keep things punchy. Use EQ8 to clean up low end from hats and percussion. Add a little drum bus for drive and crunch. Use glue compressor lightly, just enough to glue the kit together. Then if needed, use saturator with soft clip on for a bit of extra bite. The key is punch, not overcooking. Now find or record your raga style phrase. It could be something like run it, select a, watch this, or rewind. You want a phrase with attitude, a strong attack, and a shake that feels rhythmic even before you edit it. If you don't have an actual raga sample, a plain spoken phrase can still work once you chop, pitch, and process it. Drag the sample into your audio track and open clip view. Turn warp on. If it's a full vocal phrase, Complex Pro is usually a good choice. If it's very percussive and chopped, Beats Mode can work well too. Clean up the start point so the phrase begins right on time, and trim any silence before the main word. If the sample is too loud or too quiet, adjust it with utility or clip gain. If the sample has too much low end, high-pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 100 to 150 Hz. That keeps the vocal chop from fighting your sub. In this style, the vocal should live mostly in the mids. The sub will do the heavy lifting underneath. Now for the fun part. Slice the vocal into playable pieces. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For beginners, this is the easiest way to turn one sample into an instrument. Slice by transients if the phrase has clear attacks, or use 1/8 or 1/16 if you want a more grid-based chop. Ableton will create a drum rack with the slices mapped across pads. This is where the lesson starts feeling like real production. You're not just editing a sample anymore. You're playing the vocal like a rhythm instrument. Now program a raga cut rhythm. Don't just throw slices everywhere. Think in phrases, not syllables. Leave room for the snare. Let the vocal answer the drums instead of fighting them. A simple one-bar pattern might place a slice on beat 1, another on the end of 2, another on beat 3, and a final hit near the end of the bar. That gives you a call and response feel. A good beginner rule is this. If the chop feels awkward, move it until it speaks to the kick or snare. The drum loop is your reference. The vocal should feel like it belongs in the groove, not sitting on top of it. Keep the notes short in the MIDI editor. Use a 1/16 grid if that helps. A few slightly off-grid hits can add swagger, but don't lose the pocket. The groove is more important than technical perfection here. Next, make the cut feel more rugged by adding pitch movement. Some slices should be pitched down a few semitones, maybe 3 to 7, while one or two can go up a little for contrast. A final slice pitched low can act like a heavy stab. If everything is the same pitch, the idea gets flat fast. The contrast is what makes it feel alive. If you're working in simpler, try classic or one-shot mode. You can also use filter movement or a tiny bit of glide if you want some slide-like motion. Just keep it subtle. This is about impact, not smooth vocal pop style. Now let's make the chop feel like a bassline element, not just a vocal edit. Layer it with a clean sub. A simple sine wave from operator works perfectly. Keep it mono, keep it centered, and let it follow the main rhythm of your chop. The vocal brings the character in the mids, and the sub brings the weight underneath. That combo is what gives the drop its power. On the bass layer, keep the sound clean. Use a sine oscillator, short decay, and low sustain. Add a little saturator if you want harmonics, but don't muddy the low end. If the low mids start piling up, use EQ8 to carve space. In this style, clarity in the low end matters a lot. Now add some movement and grime to the vocal chop. A useful chain is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo, and utility. Use AQ8 first to clean low rumble and maybe tame any harshness. Add saturator for mild drive. Use auto filter to automate a little tension before the drop. Add a short echo only on transition moments, not all the time. Utility can help keep the width under control if the stereo image gets too wide. If you want a bit more digital grit, try Redux very lightly. Be careful though, too much crunch and you lose the vocal's identity. You want grime, not mush. Now we're at the part that really sells the whole thing, the rewind-worthy drop moment. A reload moment needs a phrase that feels like a statement. Build a short arrangement where the first bars tease the idea, then the full drop lands with authority. For example, use a couple bars of drums and filtered vocal hints, then strip out the sub, create tension, and bring in the full ragga cut with the bass. A simple trick is to stop the drums for half a bar before the drop. Leave one vocal hit hanging, maybe throw in a reverse cymbal or a delay tail, then slam everything back in. That kind of space makes the return hit harder. The silence is part of the impact. Automation helps turn a loop into a real drop. Automate filter cutoff on the vocal chop to open things up as the drop arrives. Automate reverb or delay on the last word only. Automate pitch on a slice or two for a quick rise or fall. You can even automate utility gain to create a slight pre-drop dip, which makes the drop feel bigger by contrast. One of the most useful teacher tips here is to check the loop both with and without bass. Sometimes the chop sounds great alone, but once the sub enters it becomes too busy. If that happens, simplify the chop, shorten the slices, or leave more empty space. Also do a quick mono check. If the energy disappears in mono, narrow the width or simplify the effects. For this kind of bass music, the low end should stay focused and centered. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, overchopping. If every syllable is random, the phrase loses its identity. Keep one recognizable hook and vary around it. Second, too much low end in the vocal sample. High pass it so it doesn't clash with the sub. Third, no rhythmic pocket. If the chop doesn't lock with the drums, it won't feel like drum and bass. Fourth, too much reverb. That can smear the attack and ruin the drop. Fifth, flat pitch choices. Pitch contrast is what gives the phrase movement. And sixth, weak arrangement. A good loop still needs a clear intro, build, drop, and reload style moment. If you want the sound darker and heavier, use saturation instead of just turning things louder. Drum bus, overdrive, and saturator can give you attitude without killing the groove. Keep the chop percussive by shortening the slices. Add metallic layers or little Foley hits if you want more rave texture. And remember, silence can be powerful. Dropping the bass out for a beat before the return is often more effective than adding more sounds. Here's a simple workflow if you ever get stuck. Build in this order: drums, one vocal hit, a second vocal response, bass layer, effects, then arrangement. That keeps the session from getting messy too early and helps you focus on the groove first. For practice, try building a two-bar ragga cut drop at 172 BPM. Pick one short phrase, slice it into 4 to 8 pieces, create a rhythm using only those slices, and add a signed sub that follows the important hits. Process the chop with EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Then add one transition effect, like an echo throw or a reverse sound. Finish with a mini arrangement, one bar intro, one bar tension, then 2 bars of drop. If you want a slightly bigger challenge, make the last hit in bar 2 pitch down, delay slightly, and lead into a drum fill. That's a classic reload setup. And that's the core idea. A roughneck ragga cut slice is all about attitude, rhythm, and contrast. Slice the vocal, keep the phrase recognizable, leave space for the drums, support it with a clean sub, and arrange it so the drop feels like it demands a rewind. If it makes you want to shout reload, you're on the right track.